Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Jake is joining us today on Second Date Update. Jake, first of all, thanks for messaging us. I know it takes a little bit of courage to come on the radio and talk to us, but how are things going today?
I've been better, but I'm feeling all right.
Yeah. So obviously still no word from Chelsea here?
Not a word.
Okay. So no emojis, nothing. So how long has it been since, I guess, that first date?
2 weeks and some change.
Okay. Well, hopefully we can change your luck with her.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, she was really into me on our date, so I don't know what went on.
What makes you say that? How do you know that she was into you, Jake?
I mean, she invited herself over after dinner. Not that I minded.
Over to your apartment, over to your side of the booth, or what?
No, back to my place, you know.
Okay. All right. And were there any hiccups? Is it just me, PT, or does it seem like everyone is going back to each other's apartment or condo or house or townhouse?
It's a new world, Thunder.
I'm just not aware of this. It would take months. Anyway, were there any, it still does, with my own wife, were there any hiccups at your place, Jake, that you can tell us about?
No, man, I don't really get complaints in that department. And
wow.
And Chelsea was no exception.
Got it. So she obviously loves your modesty, right? So she just can't, you're just... Did she mention anything like that was coming up for her, like a big trip or a major surgery or something?
Yeah, vacay or something, that would make sense.
No, not at all. I mean, so that's what got me thinking, like, that I must have messed up.
Okay, well, could it have been something you texted her?
No, I checked that. I checked to see if she got home, and then I reached out again to see if she wanted to Netflix and chill a few days later, but...
Nothing there. Okay. Well, listen, we can kick this around all morning long. The best thing we can do, Jake, is just call Chelsea, see what's up, and find out what is going on in her life and if she wants to see you again. So I want you to hold on. We're going to play a song come right back. Just 3 minutes away. It's the second half of Second Date Update with Jake and Chelsea next on The Wolf.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, was Jake just a little too overconfident on his first date with Chelsea?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, she was really into me on our date, so I don't know what went on.
Well, there must be some reason why Chelsea isn't getting back to Jake for a second date, so let's see if she'll tell us here on Second Date Update.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Chelsea, please?
This is Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. Good morning, and thanks for picking up. We are calling from a radio station in town. It's not a sales call or anything like that. We're calling from 102.9 The Wolf, and it's the Thunder and PT Morning Show.
Morning, Chelsea.
And we've got a listener in need who is hoping that you can help us out for just a few minutes.
I'm sorry, we're on the radio?
Yeah, just for a minute. We're on The Wolf right now. A gentleman named Jake is the reason that we're calling you.
Oh.
Okay, you don't sound very enthusiastic about that.
Yeah, that did not work out.
Okay. I mean, you're obviously sure. He reached out to us. That's what we do on Second Date Update. He reached out to us kind of hoping you agree to maybe see him again.
You should just tell him to talk to Tilly.
Okay, who do you mean by, who's Tilly?
I had to look her up. She's an AI actress he's really into.
Okay.
Wait, the
she's
fake
not real?
AI
actress?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Jake thinks I look just like her, and he was really into that.
Okay. And I just Googled her. She is very attractive. She's not real, though, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's the bit. She's like a fake.
She's not real.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, so, but if you
she
looks
she's real
looking, right? So you, if you're like, well, if he thinks she looks like you or you look like her, then what's wrong with that?
Oh, I don't know. It weirded me out, especially because he called me her name when we were like, you know, yeah.
Anyway, oh, wow.
Well, okay. But she is very pretty. And for people who don't know, I just Googled her. I've never heard of her myself, but she is a maybe 20-ish brunette, longer hair, a beautiful smile.
I forget if she's like some kind of an experiment. I forget. It's not an experiment per se, but it's like,
if you were compared... If I was compared to her, I'd find that. I'd be flattered.
Compliment.
Chelsea, we talked to Jake on the air. We just had him hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you. Obviously, we did. Jake, what is this all about?
I was just kidding. I mean, you do look just like her, though.
If it was a joke, why didn't you stop calling me Tilly when I said to call me Chelsea?
I definitely called you Chelsea a few times, please.
Before I left, you said, Tilly, can I give you one more kiss?
Had you been drinking, Jake, when you were calling her Tilly all night long?
I mean, we'd had a few, but, like, I was caught up in the moment. Like, I wasn't thinking clearly.
Okay, well,
sorry.
I wasn't sure if you even knew my name.
Jake, is that true? You obviously knew Tilly... Chelsea's name, Jake,
wow.
Because I'm sorry, Chelsea.
I see it happens to
the
best.
I'm looking at this girl on my screen, and so I'm thinking of Chili and not Chelsea.
But okay, so Chelsea, hold on a second though. Other than the calling the wrong name, is it that he was calling you the wrong name, or is it that she's like an AI character? Because if you think about it,
she's not real.
Let's just say it was a real actress. Yeah. If it was a real actress and you looked like, you know, Scarlett Johansson, he was like calling you Scarlett. What would you think of that?
It would have been a no for me.
Wow.
Oh,
so it doesn't really matter that she's...
Knowing my name is the most basic requirement for dating.
How many times did he call you Tilly instead of Chelsea?
Let's just say the ratio was not good.
Okay. Jake, are you getting this? Are you hearing this? See,
I just thought, like, maybe we could, like, talk about it, like, Chelsea over a second date if, like, she's up for it. Isn't this where you ask her?
Yes, exactly. We were going to get to that for you, but that's fine. Go ahead. Ask her yourself again.
I'll save you the time. It's a no.
Wow. Okay.
So see, it's just, I mean, look, it was like a joke to start, Jake, and then it didn't land, is basically.
But Chelsea has her own identity, and she thinks that you are enamored, infatuated with this. And Chelsea, correct me if I'm wrong, that you were being overlooked because you look like this other girl who it sounded like he'd rather hang out with or be with.
That she's not real, but, like, come on.
Come on, what?
She looks like her. If you could see it, you would know what I
mean. We trust you, but the thing is, you're comparing her to somebody else when she just wants to be talked to as an individual herself.
Yeah, I don't think
she's intentional.
Yeah,
but she doesn't care.
I get it.
She doesn't care that.
Like, my bad.
Yeah. All right, Chelsea, what do you want to say?
I kind of just want to go.
Yeah.
So do I.
It makes three of us.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like if it was a real actress, mm-hmm. again, same type of thing, like say Scarlett Johansson or whatever, right. it's like, hey, a couple times it's like, okay, I get it. I look like Scarlett.
Drop it.
Move on to the next thing, you know, and obviously he didn't do that.
Think so of it. Think it. All, like we always tell dudes this, think it all you want. Just don't say it out loud.
Try a filter.
Yeah. All right. Well, all I'm sorry we wish it had turned out differently, but as far as Tilly, Jake, if you track her down, maybe some programmers on LinkedIn or something can get you a date with Tilly, Tilly Norwood.
I'm good with Tilly. I'll find someone in real life.
All right. Good luck with that. Yeah. Well, again.
Much love to you both.
Thanks for being on.
Second date update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.